This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In this segment of the program, we mark the 10th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people were killed and hundreds more were injured in what was the worst act of terrorism on American soil at the time. In a few minutes, we'll have a conversation with a survivor of that attack. First, NPR's Kathy Lohr has this report from Oklahoma City.
The 10-year ceremony to honor the victims, survivors, and families focused on overcoming evil. Even some of the first responders were in the crowd as former President Clinton called Oklahoma City a place that gave the country its heart back. He said the passing of this decade changed everyone.
Yet by the grace of God, time takes its toll not only on youth and beauty, but also on tragedy. The tomorrows come almost against our will, and they bring healing and hope, new responsibilities and new possibilities.
Clinton mentioned the survivor tree, a lone elm that barely withstood the blast, but has thrived since. The former president said trees are good symbols.
We owe it to the 168 people who perished, to their family members, to all who lost here. Never to forget them, never to stop mourning, never to stop missing, but to be like a tree, to keep our roots and to reach for tomorrow.
I'll see you. Bye-bye, sweetie. See you Friday. Love you too.
Outside at the memorial site, Barbara Williams hugs her nephew next to the bronze and stone chair with the name of her husband, Steve, etched on it. He worked and died in the Social Security office.
It's a beautiful place here. And some days I find comfort down here. It's just, today is just so, it's just such a sad, sad day. It's hard to find comfort anywhere.
Barbara's daughter, Merrill Williams, stands behind her. She's 25 now. Merrill says this 10th anniversary of the bombing has been emotional.
I don't really know why. I don't know. I guess because it's been all over. It's on billboards. It's on the radio all the time. It's on TV. You can't escape it. So it's been a bit more difficult this time.
On the other side of the field, Gay Jensen scribbles a note on a scrap of paper. Tears begin to fall as she stops at the chair in honor of her friend, Valerie Kelch.
We went to junior high together. Life was simpler then.
Those here say this decade has been a difficult time of mourning, but it has also been a time for courage. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Oklahoma City.